Sometimes music can reach deep into our soul and spirit. It truly does have an effect. I really like the song we played at the beginning of this communion. It expresses a deep truth that in spite of circumstance, when we focus our attention on Jesus, and remember what he has done, we, along with the songwriter, can say it is well with my soul. Jesus said that this communion table was to be done in remembrance of him. Our focus is to be on him, not on ourselves and what he did, and not on our circumstance or what we have done. Oh, for the day that we would walk by faith with the understanding of what Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has done for us in the Gospel of John, in the 8th chapter, in the 36th verse, it says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. This phrase in the song, which says, oh, the thought that my sins, not in part, but in whole, were nailed to the cross. It, folks, it's not a thought. It's not something that entered into the minds of man. It is a fact. And God's word declares it. And we have been put in a state of being exempt from liability. We have been put in a state being exempt from an obligation. We have been made free from sin. By what Jesus Christ has done. This cup is a cup of wine That's all it is. But it is an opportunity to look through this cup unto Jesus and what he has done, and to remember what he has done. He set us free indeed. I'm searching for a word. In this opportunity at the table of the Lord, wherein we do remember Jesus, no banquet on earth could be more sumptuous and more pleasing to one who, by God's grace, knows that they are a sinner. And through that same grace, to know that in Jesus Christ we have been set free from sin. Are you saying, Don, you don't sin anymore? That's not what I'm saying. That's not what I said at all. I said, and Jesus declared it his own self, that whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Do I see it now in myself? No. But faith speaks on this wise. We look not on the things that are seen, but on the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are unseen are eternal. I'm moved to speak out of 1 Corinthians 11, where it says, let a man examine himself. If there's any, and that this is not the meaning, this has been the traditional interpretation. Traditional interpretation says, examine himself to see whether he's worthy. Man, if there's an ounce of honest examination of ourselves, we do come to that understanding that we are sinners. But that's why Jesus said we are to do this in remembrance of him, because he took our sins upon himself, and they were nailed to the cross. We shall see. The truth of not only what Jesus said, but what he did. When we see him face to face and not present our works, but with bowed knee in a state of thanksgiving for what he has done. And at this table, we have that opportunity to begin that which will be eternally recognized and the state of our eternal being for what Christ has done. That's the meaning of this cup. And we lift it today with thanksgiving. And we lift it by faith. For faith is the, I want to quote it exactly. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Oh, what hope we have in the promises of God. It is, now faith is the title deed. We may not have possession of the land, but we have that through Christ, which is evidence of our ownership. It is the evidence of things not seen. And we lift this cup with thanksgiving. And by so declare, we have been made free because Jesus has set us free, and we take it thanking God for his grace. Amen. Bread also is at this table symbol of his broken body. He went beyond just setting us free from sin. He not only he took all our sins upon himself, but properly translated and understood the scriptures declare that he took upon himself all our sicknesses as well. Does that mean, Don, that we're in a constant state of perfect health now? It means that we have the opportunity also, if we are sick, to also, at this table, trust what God has done for us, regardless of what our circumstance say. Our circumstance said he took upon himself all our iniquities. That is past. That is today. That is as long as we inhabit this body. Christ took the sin of the whole world upon himself. It also says that he took upon himself all our sicknesses. We don't see sin totally removed. We don't see sickness totally removed from us, but God's word declares it. And by faith, like the songwriter said, because of what Jesus has done, we can say, it is well with my soul, and I am healed by the stripes of Jesus. Take this bread, declaring with your lips what God, by His grace, has laid in your heart. Let every circumstance be a lie. Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven. Take it in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've listened to this communion, I want you to join with me. In participating every day for the next week, every day in participating at this table. I'm not saying that you need to listen to my voice at this communion table. If you've been with us any time at all, you have sufficient instruction as to how to worthily, that is, in a worthy manner, come to this table, and you understand this table is an act of faith, testifying to the truth of God's word, testifying to what Jesus has done for you, whether it's 30 minutes or 3 minutes. Take time. You know, this is not a command of God. I say this for your benefit, for the benefit of the people who belong to the Lord. Go to the table with me every day this week. And if not by circumstance, at least by faith, we will, along with the songwriter, say, it is well with my soul. I look forward to hearing from all of you who do this for a week, every day. Make time. I don't care. I personally think you're better off doing it as the day begins rather than the day ends. But makes no matter to me. Make time every day this week to go and enjoy by faith this wonderful table of the Lord.